This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And 603-283-6160 is the phone number you can call to get in on the conversation with us here at Free Talk Live. That is 603-283-6160. And I would like to thank Jack, who's a gold-level amplifier with us here at Free Talk Live. That means that Jack is contributing at least $10 a month to the AMPS program. And thank you so much, Jack, for doing that. That means that he's helping to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. And if you'd like to join him, if you'd like to learn more about it, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com and find out what kind of benefits you get for being an amplifier. So thank you so much to Jack. We really appreciate it here. And on the show with you tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Jay,
and Mark.
And one subject you actually brought in to talk about tonight, Mark, is that the New Hampshire House, the House of Representatives in New Hampshire, has voted to ban trans girls from girls' sports teams.
So by trans girl, you mean actual dudes, right? Like, so they have testicles and a penis when they were born?
Yeah, biological males that have transitioned into girls.
So if you do, like, DNA sample of their body tissue or their blood or, you know, the cells from the inside of the cheek, it's going to show up as whatever, you know, says it's a man?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, like, if we're just to get us all on the same page, this is the thing that people are upset about. These people, they're born male, assigned male at birth, whatever you want to call it, and then transitioned, and they're only in high school, or at least, like, they're in public school, so I assume.
High school or middle school.
Okay.
So they're without a womb, but claiming to be a womb man, because a woman is a man with a womb. Hence the etymology of the word woman comes from.
Really? I looked that up once, and I don't know that the etymology is a man with a womb. I looked it up once, but nonetheless.
Is it from man?
Yeah, I believe. Let's just look it up.
For some reason, I've always just guessed that the W-O means from. Not that I actually know of any, like, prefix that is that. It's just that I maybe am influenced from, like, the Bible, because in the Bible, God took a rib from man and made woman out of that. And then he says, I call her woman because she comes from man. Something like that.
It apparently is a compound of wife-man.
You guys have a bunch of wife-mans.
Well, anyways, I always say, a man is a woman is just a man with a womb. And
it's like green language.
So the thing is you have these wombless people claiming to be girls. And, you know, and they are, you know, all of the mammals that have testicles have much more testosterone and have much more dense bones, much bigger bones. The muscle is much denser. I mean, they are...
And they're much more dangerous.
They're much stronger. They can run faster because their bones are longer. They can swim faster because their bones are longer, so they have bigger paddles.
Yeah, like, just taking some estrogen definitely does not change your bone structure, at least unless you started it from way before puberty, and even then it doesn't completely change your bone structure. Like, you can look up Kim Petras. She started pre-puberty. She's a pop star, and I really like her, and I met her in real life, and she was so sweet. And she started taking, she was, like, famous. She was, like, the youngest person to ever start going on estrogen as, like, a 12- or 11-year-old in Germany. And she still, if you look at her proportions, her head is bigger, her arms are longer. It doesn't affect the bone structure. So that is one huge reason that I kind of am pro this law. The only thing is, like, I wouldn't want them to force, like, a private business that does sports to not, you know, have whatever rules they want. But I think this is talking about public schools.
So there are all kinds of private businesses that are doing sports.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, hold on. Let's talk about the story before we talk about the story.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, because I'm not sure if this is talking about just public school, and I think it might be. But before we get into it, this is the first time David from New Mexico has called in, not at the very last second in the show. Do you have something relevant to say about this? It seems like something you'd be interested in.
Well, of course I do, Bonnie. Everything I say is relevant, so you know the answer to that. That's simple math.
It just seemed like something you would actually want to have a comment on, so that's why I let you on.
Well, actually, I called about something else, but I do have comments on it, and I'll share them with you. But first of all, you're wrong on the etymology of the word woman.
What is it?
When Adam first saw Eve, you know, she's all naked and stuff, he goes, "Whoa, man, look at that."
Nice.
Yeah,
that's pretty cute.
Well, it's true, man. I had a conversation with him one time. He told me all about it, man. I mean, you'd be the same way. If you're like the only man, there's no women on her, and all of a sudden, bam! Not only woman, but she's naked. Whoa, man! That'd be it's a natural reaction, dude.
So, David, the world's second man.
The world's second man. Yes.
Number two.
I didn't get. Hey, number two. What was that, Bonnie? You slipping in a little bit? Yeah, I heard that. All right. I see how this is gonna go.
Second best to Adam.
Yeah, Red. Yeah, I thought you were making a number two comment, like number two stories from Cuck-ass.
No, I'm not making a number two. I just will never make a joke about feces, so just assume that.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought the joke was about.
See, Bonnie, see? Okay. So, okay, well, from this point forward. So, but I got, you know, because you got Mark there, I mean, I got more questions about horses. I got all kinds of fun questions about horses. But since you got Mark there, let's do sailboats today. But first of all, my comment on that I don't think you'll ever get to on your transsexual sporting event, whatever, is, who's that? Do I hear something in the background?
Oh, it's Mark typing.
Oh, Mark, stop typing.
I'm looking up Whoa Man.
Whoa. No, it's not Whoa Man. It's Whoa Man. So two things on your topic, and then I'll ask my question. So first of all, there's Title IX. I know you don't care about the government, but Title IX does exist, and that's to protect women's sports, to give them an opportunity because the money's in the men's sports. And it's kind of a violation of Title IX, and so I'll just introduce that. I don't want to argue it. And the other thing is, if you let dudes who are now dudettes, or however you want to explain it, that can obviously outperform physically in athletic competitions, the ones that are not transitioning from male to female, you're stealing from the original women. You're stealing from them. You're stealing all kinds of stuff, and I won't list off what you're stealing. You can figure that out for yourself. Sailboats. Mark. What is the sailboat market like in Florida nowadays as far as availability and prices are up or prices are down and stuff like that?
I haven't been looking too much, but one thing that I've found about sailboats is after they're about 15 years old, the only thing as far as the costs go is the maintenance costs, the maintenance costs, essentially. So you're not paying for the boat any longer. You're paying for the cost to repair the boat. If the, you know, if you've got a boat that everything's broken on it, then it's free. And there's lots of free boats.
Yeah, so I was just with my father-in-law, and he's a avid sailor. And he one
in
of the
Florida
reasons,
too, right?
Well, he had a boat. He's had a boat on Lake Winnipesaukee for
here,
like
New Hampshire.
Yeah, he had several different boats, but every, you know, he's had a boat, you know, on that lake for like the 25 years previous to moving from New Hampshire. So he moved away in spring of 2020, sold his boat, fall of 2019. And I believe he got something like $26,000 for his boat. It was a 36-foot, I can't remember what, but
Well, that sounds huge.
It's a 36-foot boat, sailboat.
I mean, three stories. That's a 3 stories plus 6 feet. That's huge.
Yeah, long. Right? 36-foot long. Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyways, but he got like $24,000 for that boat. And he was telling me that the guy was trying to sell it and was basically had it out there for like $7,000 or $8,000. And it was quite good shape when my father-in-law sold it to the guy. It had only like 100 hours on the engine, but you rarely use them, so they're all low hours of the boat. But I was out on the lake, multiple times with it in 2019 and 2018.
Winnipesaukee is such a pretty area.
And I did a whole bunch of sailboat races with him, which is like the slowest race in the world is on a sailboat. And anyways, and then his buddy just sold. His buddy moved down to Florida too, and they went in partners on a boat together, I guess. And the boat was his friend's that he had shipped from here to Florida. And from what I understand, he sold that boat like 6 or 8 months ago. And the cost of getting the boat to Florida is about what he got for the boat. And it was like a $75,000 boat like 10 or 12 years ago. I don't know if that was brand new or used, but I guess it's what he paid for the boat, and I don't know all the details on the boat. But I can tell you it's kind of like the horse and car market. Well, not the car market, because cars are necessary, but like a horse market. Cheap boats are for nothing, basically. And the yachts that the guys, who are millionaires, those things are, sort of commanding all of their value, from what I understand.
Well, I muted David because I already told him we're not having Horse Talk Live anymore, and he can email you about that. But let's just get into this article. I did let him talk to the one question about the boat, which I don't know why he keeps asking Mark about boats anyway, considering he knows Mark sold his boat.
Oh, it's one of the best days of my life, too. Well, he's probably interested in it. Boats very much mean freedom to people. If you have a catamaran. By the way, a 35-foot catamaran is a pretty small one, Bonnie. But if you have a 40 to 45-foot catamaran, you and your loved one and maybe your kids can live on it, and you could live potentially outside of the 12-mile line if that's what you want to do. But essentially, you're free on a boat. Nobody bothers you out there.
I'm sure it does feel really nice to be out on the open ocean or lake or whatever, and be in control of your boat and everything, but ultimately they'll come get you if they want you.
If they want you, they will come get you. But my experience in being out on a boat is they don't want you. They're not, Marine Patrol isn't looking for troublemakers in that same way. Yes, absolutely. Any government agency that wants you and you're inside their jurisdiction, they're going to come get you. And if you're outside, there was a situation where the government of Thailand blew up somebody who was in a, what they call a seastead, but essentially a boat, 13 miles out. So they were in international waters, and they sent their Navy out and gunned it down.
Wow.
Nobody cared. Now, there was no one on the boat.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The important part.
I remember that. Yeah. It's still really messed up because it's somebody's property that was blown up by the, government of Thailand, and like you said, nobody cared.
Right. I mean, what would have happened if the U.S. citizen was on board? It wouldn't have been good. But nonetheless, that's what happened.
Never mind. Thailand is not
nothing
the one.
Would have happened because, was it Taiwan?
No, Thailand.
Oh,
yeah,
Thailand.
So that's what I was about to say. I was about to make a comment. I was like, wait, Taiwan is the one everybody seems to love right now because, I don't know, just it's the current thing that if you virtue signal for Taiwan, Ukraine, and not Pakistan, what's the other P? Anyways, if you virtue signal for the certain countries that they have told you are really important to virtue signal for right now, not Pakistan, what's the other one? It's the one that Israel's exploding.
Palestine.
These countries that people didn't know where they were, I don't know.
They still don't know where they are.
Yeah, that's true. All of a sudden they're really important to back and really care about for some reason. And for whatever reason, it's the Republicans doing it with Taiwan. But let's get into this story from NHPR, that's New Hampshire Public Radio. NHPR.org. It says NH House, New Hampshire House, votes to ban trans girls from girls sports teams. And we've already established the lingo here that trans girls means somebody that is born a boy biologically and then transitioned into living life as a female. And the New Hampshire House approved a bill to bar transgender girls from participating in female sports teams in kindergarten through 12 schools and public colleges and universities in a 189-182 vote. Wow, really close. That drew criticism from LGBTQ plus rights groups. House Bill 1205 would require parents of students to produce a birth certificate to prove to school districts that their child's sex at birth before they could participate in a sports team. Prove their sex at birth. Those students whose birth certificate does not indicate their sex at birth would need to provide other evidence for it, according to the bill. Oh, I didn't even know that your birth certificate could not say male, female. I'm pretty sure mine does. The bill. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't. I find it interesting because how do they know, right? Like the vast majority of people, you can look and tell. I've had piglets. I've had children. I've had all these things. I can look in and tell, male or female. But sometimes there's a chromosomal whoopsie-do, and I just want to know what they define as male and female when there is, because it's. I've heard, I've read on the internet that it's as often as 1 in 1,000 times. That's 0.1%.
Somebody is born intersex, meaning kind of like they have both parts, like a few different pieces to each part of each puzzle of being male and female, and they're born with both, and they just, you know, their parents kind of end up having to choose one.
To be clear, the majority of those that are intersex, the vast majority of those that are intersex, are also pretty clearly one or the other, usually female, I believe. So people don't even know. It's these odd cases, these 1 in 10,000, the 1 in 100,000 cases where somebody needs an operation to kind of decide, you know, like they've got parts that are ambiguous. I'm not sure what that is. Let's sew that up, you know, or whatever they do.
See a horse like that once.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
now, I sort of torn on this because I think that on one hand, I don't want legislators telling people how they can participate in sports and that sort of thing. On the other hand, send your kid to a government school, expect government solutions.
Yeah, that's kind of I didn't read the bill, and I don't really have some hard approve or disapprove on this thing. One thing, I don't have kids. Another thing, I hate sports. But one thing I think about it is that it is public school, so it just seems to me that if everybody is forced to pay for these children to play these stupid games, well, then you shouldn't be forced to pay for girls to be getting actually injured and to not be able to compete with the people who have much larger bones. What my point was with bringing up Kim Petras being somebody who started estrogen at 11 years old is, like, she still clearly has different proportions than someone like me. Someone the same age that was born female never did anything about it.
Right. And I don't have a problem with somebody, somebody dressing however they want to dress to go to public school. I don't have a particular problem with, you know, I don't want to see the trans girl forced to wear the boy's uniform. I don't want to see the trans girl forced to go into a bathroom where she feels unsafe. Mind you, there's a real problem with people feeling unsafe where she decides she's going to go to the bathroom, and I think the school needs to address that particular problem. But all of that essentially is, putting on the county the problem of whatever your child's got. And if your child needs a special school, maybe they need a special school. I don't know the answer to that.
Sports, that's the thing. If there was, like, a child that was born with some other ailment, like that could harm other students, I don't think that anyone would be in favor of, like, you just got to let them play anyway. Like, you know, if there's some child that was born with some kind of, like, made-up disease that I'm making up right now where they just, every 5 minutes, they become like the Hulk and they start smashing people, well, nobody would be up in arms saying, hey, they should be allowed to play with the girls. Well, like, you know, and it's just basically the same thing, because women get injured if they have to play. That's the whole reason why there aren't co-ed things for stuff like football and
yeah, because the girls
soccer.
Get wrecked
yeah.
in those full contact sports. So basically baseball, I'm sorry, basketball, football, soccer, lacrosse, field hockey, those are full contact sports. So I watched my little sister play a lot of field hockey over the years, and they run into each other pretty hard, those girls, and they're getting, some of them getting bloody nose, you know, fat lip, loose, you know, so they're kind of making a point not to run into each other, but it just happens. You put a boy in the mix, especially one that has a mental illness, so now they're calling themselves trans because they're mentally ill, and they usually have rage issues because they're mentally ill.
I prefer the term mental condition because, I don't know what to say regarding it all. I get where you're coming from. I'm not.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, mental condition. So yeah, someone
it's undeniably a mental condition.
So someone who has a mental condition that generally, in my observation, are, you know, what's the suicide rate on what do they call them, trans girls? What's the suicide rate on a boy that wants to be a girl? So obviously, if you want to be a girl, and your parents have been either, they're these woke leftist nut, you know, mentally conditioned nut jobs themselves, and they're programming you to, you know, sort of do this thing for attention or whatever, or the internet is programming you to do this, the algorithms is why I'm so much against keeping, so much want to keep kids off the internet, because the internet is really promoting and incentivizing, you
know,
this whole trans stuff.
It was, the internet was seriously promoting depression, bipolar, like it was cool. If you went on Tumblr in 2011, when I was a freshman in high school, you would be like, wow, I want a mental illness, like as in being depressed or eating disorder.
Because
you get attention for it. And Nikki and I had this whole conversation on the show before about it, how it wasn't being trans back then, but it was actually kind of being like lesbian. So every single girl
right.
that
and
I ever went to high school with that was bi or gay is married to a man now.
And as soon as you call yourself trans or LGB whatever, now you become a part of a protected class of people, according to basically what's going on. Just like what's this Planet Fitness, I might be saying the wrong thing, but there's a nationwide gym, and there was one up in Alaska where a woman walks into the woman's bathroom or changing room or locker room, and there is a dude shaving, and I guess he's butt naked, and there was like a 12-year-old girl there, and this woman was upset about it. She got kicked out of I think it's Planet Fitness.
I don't know. And I haven't heard that.
Yeah, and the guy was like, I'm LGBT or something. He said, like he's exempt from being in there because he claims that status.
And that's why just like civil rights are they have been manipulated in a way that I don't think they're really helping anybody who's a minority. They're mostly just used whenever. 603-283-6160.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA News update. An immigration riot is unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Accounts indicate that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. Footage shows a number of migrants engaging in altercations with soldiers. The incident coincides with the ongoing struggles of border states amidst the immigration crisis. New York Attorney General Letitia James is suggesting Donald Trump pay cash for his $450 million civil fraud penalty. Wednesday, she told the appellate court that the former president has failed to explore all his options for meeting that obligation. History may repeat itself as a Republican leader plans to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson stated on CNBC's Squawk Box on Thursday that he would love for the Prime Minister to speak before a joint session of Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Your opinion on what we're talking about, or you can change the subject completely. It doesn't matter. It's Free Talk Live, as long as you don't want to talk about horses again, David. Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And in the last segment, we were talking about this article from nhpr.org. Basically, not really the article, but just the idea that there are currently mixed or co-ed sports out there that people play in public school, and co-ed means that the boys and girls are mixed, but then there are also sports that are usually full contact, like soccer and football and stuff like that, that are not co-ed, and they're boys are play against boys and girls play against girls. And in New Hampshire, a bill has made it through the House. That doesn't mean it's made it through the Senate, but it made it through the House that would ban trans girls from girls' sports teams. And with you in the studio, well, with you on the show tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Jay,
and Mark.
Oh, sorry, Mark. I had you kind of quiet there.
Terribly sorry. And Mark.
Oh, that was my fault. So this New Hampshire House bill would require parents of students to produce a birth certificate to prove to school districts their child's sex at birth. And the bill would require all interscholastic, intercollegiate, intramural, whatever that means, or...
It's just not the big team. It's okay. Just people playing for fun, and usually in college.
Okay. And it's all the public things. It's not like, oh, the state is now going to go to some local, privately owned sports team and force them to not allow trans people into the sports teams they want to be on if that's what the owner of the sports team wanted to do. It's the public schools. So that's kind of it's an important thing to note for me, because I wouldn't support the government stopping any privately owned business from doing whatever they want, whether I agree with it or disagree with it. I just think in my hypothetical mind, if I had a daughter that also wanted to play sports ball, which is like a bunch of ifs, but if I did, that I wouldn't want them to be playing with the trans girls because they are just not built the same. It wouldn't be fair. My little sister, who's only 4 years younger than me, so she's an adult now, I always watched her in sports, and I know how serious she got about it. One time I just said, like, oh, you should have tried harder, Elsbeth, after a game. And she got really mad. I was obviously joking, but she got, like, really mad at me. Like, she's never been mad at me before because, like, oh, this is their entire life. Like, it's so important. And I don't understand that at all.
Well, the reason you don't understand it is because you're not out there, right? Like, if you're out there and you're trying and your adrenaline's pumping and you're working towards a goal and all those things, it's a lot different than sitting there on the sideline. And, by the way, the people who go and sit on the sidelines are really important to the people who are playing.
I don't understand it and still don't understand it. I'm saying that I cannot literally empathize, but I can sympathize now.
Sure.
But at the time, I was just being mean to my little sister, and she got really mad. So imagine if you are trying your hardest like that, you really care that much, and then you can't possibly do better than second best the whole time, just like David from New Mexico, always second best to Adam, the first man. No, but you can't possibly do it any better, even if you were breaking, like, female world records. Well, you have a boy or a person who is biologically born a boy playing against you, and you can't possibly beat them. Even if they were like the crappiest person on the boys' team, they have such an unfair advantage.
I just want to send a message to the ladies. Is, look, I'm sorry that men are better at being women than you are, but apparently they are. They're going to just take all the records and they're going to do all this stuff. Unless you do something about it.
That's not being a woman.
They're definitely not better at being women.
Right, exactly.
I mean, when it comes to building sandwiches, my wife does a great job and making babies and, you know, doing all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So all I'm trying to do is whip people up. Because the obvious statement here is that girls' sports ought to be reserved for girls. And we need to have some system for testing that. Now, I personally recommend the system of a chromosomal test. And if you have two X chromosomes...
Do you want the government to do that to people, though?
Well, if they want to play government sports, there's all kinds of things they have to do. I've played government sports before. I went to school, and I had to have all kinds of stuff filled out and that kind of thing. And if somebody questioned my gender, which in my proposal, they would never question my gender because I don't propose a boys' team. Because let's just go ahead and call it the double X team and the open team, or league. Let's call it leagues. The double X league and the open league. In the double X league, you must have two X chromosomes. In the open league, you can have any array of chromosomes you want to have. You can play and you can compete on whatever level you want. And, you know, if you want to wear a skirt while you're doing it, then you're welcome to.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
I think that's the best solution here. I'm not trying to be mean to my trans friends.
Right.
What I'm trying to do is be fair to female athletes.
I look at
go ahead.
As a liability issue. So, you know, I got a little girl, and if she wants to play field hockey or basketball or soccer, now soccer is probably of those particular sports the most physical contact you're going to have is in soccer. There's a lot of, you know, you're just going to run into people.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a boy, a biological boy on that team that is convinced he's a girl for some reason, has this mental condition, for whatever it is. So generally those people are definitely more angry. They have lots of rage. They have a high suicide rate. You're going to have problems with that individual, especially in a team setting.
Well, you want that person, you want your player to give their all, right?
Well,
it doesn't make a difference if they're mentally ill. What makes a difference is if they're giving their all.
What I'm concerned about is that boy masquerading as a girl, injuring girls on the team. Like,
well, giving your all means you're gonna.
Right. So,
like, here's a reality. That women's soccer team that was in the news a couple of years ago for, I don't remember exactly what entirely, but, you know, the United States women's soccer team regularly plays 15-year-old teams of 15-year-olds and 14-year-olds, and loses.
Yeah.
Now, that's not an exaggeration. They regularly lose.
They play against the 15-year-olds.
Right. And these 15-year-olds, I got a 15-year-old currently. You saw him.
Yeah.
He looks like a man, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he's a thin man. He's not like fat like his dad, but he's a man.
But he's already taller than Mark. He is like, I don't know, 4 inches taller than Mark.
But he's got a good jawline. He's got good broad shoulders. He's got you've been doing all the correct testosterone things with him, obviously. He's, you know, but
his mom is really interested in diet and agree, Marcus told me, like, agrees with a lot of things like
he's
Nikki
healthy.
And I talk about on the air, so I'm sure he's very, very healthy. I think Mark might have dropped off here. Oh, there he is. Give me a second.
So anyways, so you're going to see these private entities like my little brother, his name is Taylan Cook, and he has a YouTube channel, and he is a volleyball player. He, I forget what college he goes to in California, plays volleyball. He's really good at it. He's an excellent trainer. I've been training kids, and when he was younger, in the summertime, he plays on club teams. And these club teams are like private nonprofits.
Hmm.
And they actually have insurance policies. They buy insurance. And I'm very curious. I don't know the answer. I'm going to throw this out there. But what is an insurance underwriter going to say, or how are they going to write insurance policies for essentially injuries to these young athletes where the club may get sued because the people the venues that own these parks and sports complexes and arenas where these club sports play require these club teams to carry an insurance policy before they can have an event there. And so it's very similar to like...
Did you say not anymore, Mark?
I said it's an excellent point, Jay.
Yes.
Is really ultimately this is going to come down to insurance. And we don't have a lot of information as to what it's like when boys play on the teams with girls. And I'm not trying to be – I'm talking about biological boys, biological girls. I'm not trying to be mean to anybody here. What I'm trying to do is talk about the reality of the bone structure and musculature of men and women. And that comes to rubber hits the road at sports. And I support all the trans rights until we talk about this one.
Well, that's because there's no such thing as a right to play a sport. So, like,
right.
There is a literal definition of what rights are. It means that anything that you should be permitted by society to do that isn't wrong. Anything that is right. There are an innumerable amount of them, but they don't have to be named because you don't have to have them written down in a list. And there is just no such thing as, oh, you always, every single scenario, have the right to play a sport. You don't. If it's somebody else's team, it's owned by them. Or if, you know, the people that fund the public school decide, yeah, we don't want this happening anymore. Sorry, you just don't have the right.
Let me give you a real clean, clear thing on this. You have a right to bear arms,
mm-hmm.
but nobody has an obligation to provide you a said arm.
Right.
So right.
You have to go spend the $1,800 to go buy your Glock pistol. If you go buy it brand new, nobody is going to give it to you. Just like, so that's where, like, you know, you have a right to health care, but nobody has an obligation to provide you with it.
Otherwise, slavery would be happening. If somebody had an obligation to provide you with health care, for an, like Jay's example, that would mean that there was somebody who is a slave to you and must give you health care.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing, quote, the right to play a private, or play on a private team and play sports with them.
Right. And I mean, you don't have the right to make other people play with you. You don't have the right to those other people's parents agreeing with you about what gender is. Mm-hmm. I could think that there are 39 genders. I could think that there are two. I can think any variety of things. And that's because I have the right to think what I want. But what you don't have the right to do is force other people to fit into your particular paradigm. And, it, you know, when it comes to men's and women's sports, then I think that we should change the name of men's sports to open. And I think we should change the name of women's sports to XX. Now, I will say there's a flaw in my theory here. My flaw is that there are people walking around right now that self-identify as women, have their entire life, and have never questioned whether they're women. And those people have chromosomal variations that is something other than, they might be XXY, they may be, you know, any variety of chromosomal mixes. And
that's so creepy. I don't want to go get, what if I went and got tested and find, lo and behold, I have like internal testicles or something? That'd be terrifying.
Yeah, wouldn't that stink? And I mean, that's terrible for those people.
Yeah.
But I propose that the Open League be for people who have, you know, standard chromosomal makeups.
Yep. Oh, I don't know if we lost Mark there, but oh no, I hear you, but you went away for a while. You went silent for a while and got frozen, but I see you now. I think it's all good, but
okay.
I understand your proposal. It's just like, well, that could be one solution, but it just seems, you know, a little complicated to me, and it seems like this bill makes more sense to just, you know, it kind of sucks because it's like, oh, now where, what team do the trans girls get to play on? Well, the thing is, it might be not okay for them to be playing on the boys' team either, but I just feel like that's a huge open market. Maybe now, if you care a lot about the subject, you should go start a private team for all trans kids to play, or anybody to play. Like, you can go and open a team.
And those exist.
Mm-hmm.
In the world of motorsports and equestrian sports, I grew up in both motorsports and equestrian sports. So I rode the hunters and jumpers, I team roped, I calf roped. So we had, there was definitely girls, there was women's calf roping and men's calf roping. There was calf roping, and then there was women's calf roping, because calf roping, after you rope the calf, you get off, you jump off the horse, run to the end of the rope, and you hog tie the calf.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
So the women would just get crushed if they're competing against the men. But in like, and then there's barrel racing, which is generally mostly women, but men will go barrel race too. And actually,
is that like the horses jumping over barrels?
No, barrel racing is you go run around the barrels. And actually, the reason that the women tend to win is because women are smaller and lighter, so therefore
they weigh less.
The horse can run faster.
Oh.
So you have horse racing, where the limit on the saddle, the bridle, and the jockey in the jockey club for thoroughbred horses, I believe, is like 125 pounds.
Do you have horses right now?
Technically, I have two, but they're not at my place.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, the horse racing, it is mostly dominated by women because they are lighter jockeys in general.
I was just thinking, I bet horses would love me because they'd be like, wow, she's actually up there. She's the size of a child.
And the other thing is motorsports. So when I was in truck pulling, I was involved a little bit in motocross. We're going to do garden tractor pulls this summer with our homeschool co-op.
And oh, my God. Isn't that so loud? When it was happening at what is it called, a fair in Swansea.
Mm-hmm.
They had a tractor pull. Maybe it's, like, bigger there than the ones you're doing.
So the blower Hemi tractors are very, very loud, the, you know, 3,000-4,000 horsepower.
You know who would love that? Your son would probably be,
anything with a motor or wheels, he just loses his stuff for. He loves that.
When he was only not even 1 year old, but he was able to, like, sit up by himself, I was carrying him around at a market day here in New Hampshire, and he was just pointing at anything and saying, vroom, vroom, that was a car.
Oh, yeah, or a motorcycle, yeah.
He couldn't talk, but he could say that. And then Matt, actually, he used to be a host on the show, Matt and Nikki came up with their motorcycles, and he was just literally both hands stretched out towards the motorcycle, so I brought him over there. And he knew that, like, you rub something up with the handle, and I'm pretty sure he was, like, 6 months old. I don't know, maybe 10.
I remember that. So he was not quite a year old, you're right. It was just before he turned a year old. And, so he's definitely a gearhead, my son. He, for sure.
He's just saying, vroom, vroom, take me over there.
So anyways, in the motorsports world, when you have, you know, women competing against men, there's just a lot more men that are riding motocross, that are driving dragsters, that are doing this, you know, tractor pulling and truck pulling. One thing I've noticed with the garden tractor pulls, there's a lot of young girls doing that. A lot of farm girls, a lot of country girls. It's like 50-50 with the little kids, you know, in that. But that's, you know, man and machine, or with a horse, it's man and beast. So, for example, in the rodeo world, you have what's called steer wrestling, where you literally are galloping up behind a steer on your horse, and you jump off your horse, you grab the steer by the horns, and you drive your heels into the ground, and you twist the steer down and around.
Holy, I've seen that, but I can't imagine doing it. Like, just,
well,
that's crazy.
Women don't even try doing that. I've never actually seen, like, in any professional rodeo association where any women have even tried doing steer wrestling, because when they actually try it, they get wrecked.
I bet.
And they get really, really hurt. And steer wrestlers are known as bulldoggers, and I was really into the rodeo culture, but
I've also never seen a rodeo clown that was a woman. Have you?
Nope. Actually, I have not.
And that's some dangerous stuff. Yep. You have to be, like, somebody who's crazy about adrenaline to do that, because it is an actual thing, if people don't know.
When I was at Anarchapulco, there was a doctor down there, and he wanted to use me as, like, an example. Mm-hmm. As, like, he was, you know, just making an example to someone he was talking to, and so he's, like, you know, talking about this, you know, little red rosacea on my forehead, and so we figured out what that is, and I'm doing working on a liver cleanse right now, actually.
That it's rosacea?
That's what the end result is of, like, the liver cleanse. It's, you know, your body is, you know, just reacting to some stuff. So anyways, he was talking about how, like, he was telling this woman how, look at this guy, look at his jaw, look at his shoulders, look at the way he walks, look at, he's got, you know, a full beard, you know, he has, like, really good testosterone, and he doesn't even know me, like, he watched my presentation, he gave me some really good compliments and some feedback about that. His name's Peter Grady, he's a doctor from the UK, a homeopathic doctor. So,
well, I don't think there's any man that's going to be insulted if you say he has really good testosterone. So
right.
It's probably a safe thing to say. I'd agree with him.
So anyways.
He said that about me, too.
He goes, you ever get in a fight before? I says, yeah, I've gotten in a whole bunch of fights as a, you know, a teenager, a couple as a, you know, in my 20s. And he goes, have you ever got any broken bones? I said, actually, no, I haven't broke a bone once in my life. He says, what's the last fight you got into? I says, well, about a year ago, I had this big old girl beat the crap out of me.
Wow.
And I say, he goes, wow, what do you mean? I says, oh, she beat me bad, gave me the scar on the side of my head, you know, some stitches in the back of my head. I got 8 stitches by my eye. So I played a video. I don't know if you guys have seen the video.
I've seen it. It's
okay.
Crazy.
So this big cow, 1,600-pound cow. Like,
I forgot that was a girl. It was acting so crazy.
With horns. A Charlet Limousine Cross cow. Just pummeled me, like, 12 times.
It threw him up against the wall multiple times, and I wouldn't have survived that.
So I played the video for the guy, and he goes, yep, He says, and he points to that, to the girl that he's talking to. He says, you would have been dead.
Yeah, I literally, I saw the video too.
Because you don't have testosterone.
I just know I would have been dead too. Because you like grabbed the top of whatever it threw you up on and pulled yourself away. Didn't you?
I didn't pull myself away. Mm. I was trying to pull myself away, and it was raining out, like, and I had gloves on.
Uh-huh.
And that, like, if I didn't have gloves on, I'd probably be in better shape. But what actually,
I saw it, like, over a year ago,
got me out of the position was the last time the cow hit me. I picked up my feet,
mm-hmm.
and it hit my feet and like my butt cheeks at the same time with, you know, with her head,
mm-hmm.
and it launched me up like right on top of the trailer.
That's what it was. Oh,
and then,
God.
But like
crazy.
4 days, man. My butt. Cheeks, my the bottoms of my feet, my whole right hand side of my body just hurt. But I didn't get any broken bones.
Whoa.
12 stitches, but that's it.
That is so crazy. And you drink raw milk, right?
Not so much anymore. But when I was young, I definitely, when I was a little kid, I do remember walking to the a dairy farm next door to my grandmother's house. And we would, my grandmother would go in there and get the milk, and this guy had tons of blueberries, and me and my little brothers would just eat blueberries out in front of the barn, and then we would walk home. But yeah, we went and got like, I don't know, 2 quarts of milk almost every single morning when we were at my grandmother's house. And then when we're not at my grandmother's house, we actually got raw milk from another dairy that was like a half a mile down the road, and they would just drop it off at our house.
Well, that's where your bones, when your bones were constructed.
Yeah. My stepmother was a pharmacist. She understood a lot about nutrition. She understood that the vaccines were not safe. She understood, you know, so she didn't get us all vaxxed up.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't, you know, and she was really good about, like, whole, wholesome foods.
Also, just, like, farm work.
Junk food. And I worked. I worked all the time as a kid.
Like, farm work is, you know, basically exercising all day, so I'm sure your bones are stronger because of that.
That was one thing, too, at Anarchapulco. Anybody who played with my kids, and that's one thing I really enjoyed about the Mexican culture, like they were so child friendly, like good, wholesome child, you know, family people. And all the people down there from like all over the world, Canada, UK, Australia, South America, they like all played with my kids. Everybody was really, really fun. They're all like, your kids are so strong for their age. And I'm like, they're farm kids.
That's funny. I've never like tried to get them to like bite me and stuff like Colin does, but I bet they would be too strong for me to try to fight them. They just look sturdy. They eat butter and they work on the farm. I don't think I would try to take at least Cyprus, and maybe not your son in like a year or something. But 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. You can call in with whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.